A group of Czech MPs from all of the parties in the Chamber of Deputies has completed legislation which could legalize the use of cannabis in the Czech Republic for medical purposes. Currently, thousands of sufferers from debilitating diseases such as Parkinson's, Lyme, borreliosis, and multiple sclerosis have been forced to break the law to obtain marijuana to help ease their pain, a situation which could change if the bill passes in the lower house. According to reports, the medical use of cannabis in the Czech Republic could be legal within the year. A little earlier, I spoke about the bill with Dr. Tomáš Zábranský, a leading drugs expert who was involved in the process.
Does represent relief. I mean, this is a proposal which was originally driven by a pressure of organizations of patients, of people suffering with multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease and a couple of other illnesses. And I'm very happy to see that the legislators at the parliament took this up and promises to push this through the legislative process. So the quick answer is relief, help.
Now, this bill seems unusual in the sense that representatives from all five parliamentary parties agreed on it. Is this the exception to the usual?
Well, this bill is the exception, but it's not the only exception. I mean, we've seen more of this. In 2011, there was, a law on drugs where the parliamentary parties across the political spectrum actually united and helped to push very quickly a bill through the parliament which prohibited certain substances which were harmful and were not on the list of regulated substances. So it seems that this topic is quite unpolitical, let's say. The other part of the story is that the petition and the patients have a strong support of the Medical Association of the Czech Republic. All of this was heavily supported by the head of the Czech Parliament. So she's really seen as very decent, unaggressive, unifying person. So I wouldn't be that sure we have the support of all the political parties. But obviously the intention to make medical cannabis available has a support in all the parties. So the law was actually proposed to the parliament by the representatives of all the parties. But I think there might be people who doesn't like it in all the parties. In the same time, this petition, this intention to make medical cannabis available for ill people has 80% public support in the Czech Republic. So it might be difficult for political representatives to say, we don't care.
Cannabis, of course, has a stigma associated with it as an illegal substance, but there isn't really any question in many experts' minds that it can be beneficial, correct?
There's none. I mean, the first step which the expert group of the Czech government did was they asked 70 different expert communities of Czech medical doctors, do you believe this is an evidence-based treatment which you want to see and to use? And the answer from 10 societies, oncologists, people who deal with the treatment of pain, people who deal with the neurologic diseases, and a couple of the others, at the end it was 10 of them who said, yes, this is an evidence-based approach and we want to use it. So it has support. Another thing, I mean, you said it's a prohibited substance or prohibited plant. However, I mean, you have more precedences like this in the medicine. I mean, opium is a prohibited extract of poppy. In the same time, it's an approved medicine, right? Heroin, probably not, but morphine is used on a normal basis, and on the street, it's an illegal drug. So there are substances which are in the same time prohibited to be used recreationally, but they have a very good use in the medicine.
And that was Dr. Tomáš Zábranský talking to me about a proposal now on the table for legalizing cannabis in the Czech Republic for medical purposes. If you've been following the story and have an opinion and think it should be legalized or maybe not, why not write to us here at Radio Prague? The address to write to is english@radio.cz.